Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, in the studio, joined today by Randy Engston. What's up, buddy?
I'm just really curious to, like, those that see us versus hear us.
Hey, guys, did you know we have a YouTube channel? That is all of our episodes. You can see exactly what we look like, what we're talking about, our stupid facial expressions as we're going through these ridiculous intros and outros and everything else. Built to Grow podcast on YouTube. Go check us out. We'd love to smash the subscribe button for more details. But we upload twice a week, and I'm really bad about checking it, but yes, there's a ton of comments on our stuff. I was just looking at it last night. I was trying to respond to some people. But leave a comment over there. Give us a review over here. All good. Today, we've got a great episode. Today, we're talking about the industry. The industry's got a bad rep. Is it rep? Is it rap? Is it WRAP? Reputation. And really, it's the industry, but it's also personal training, correct, right? So if you were to go on Google and go Google personal trainer, you're going to see what the Google gods would create as an image for a personal trainer. You got the guy with the tank top on, mm-hmm, with the clipboard, kind of like the muscular guy or whatever, or girl. I think we've been fighting this uphill battle since the day we opened our gym. I remember talking about this with Tom Plummer back in the day. Like, the industry professionalism is basically at no expectations of professionalism. And you hear from gym owners and personal trainers alike that, you know, like, we want to be respected. We want to be taken, seriously as a doctor or a physical therapist or anybody in the medical field. Yet there's no regulation on personal training and fitness industry. There's just no regulation. So it's kind of like a catch 22 in some regards, where it's like, well, you want to be respected in the market as a doctor, as a physical therapist. Well, there's a whole bunch of schooling that goes with that. There's medical boards and certifications and internships and residencies and everything else. Do you want all that regulation, or do you just want to be better than everybody else?
Yeah.
Because that's the other side of it. It's like, you don't have to accept the status quo.
Exactly.
In fact, the Iron Circle's motto is unsatisfied with the status quo. What the status quo is what everybody else does.
Yeah.
And if you look at general population, not personal training or industry or anything else, if you look at the average human being that walks the streets of America, do you want to be one of those folks, the average, the overweight guy that's you know, disheveled and has a horrible job and hates his life? Yeah. And that's the average. Mm-hmm. If you want to be the average of the industry, well, then be like the big box trainer guys that just kind of come and go, and they're hard salespeople, and, you know, they're hobbyists on some level, but they're really not super professional. I was just in, I train out of a big box over here in town a lot of times, and you know, they got shorts on, they have mismatching uniforms. It's, you know, and they all do their own thing, and they're on their phones and they're drinking coffee on the floor. It's just like all these things. No wonder why the industry's got a bad rep. And the other side of the industry that's got a bad rep is the locking people into these unbreakable contracts, right? Like, we have to fight all of this.
Even from some of the littlest or the lowest entry points to fitness, right? Like, just a general gym contract can be a nightmare to try and break sometimes, let alone a personal training membership that's got, a zero behind, a couple zeros behind some of those costs,
We decided a while back and probably, 18 months ago or 2 years ago at this point, we just had to make it really easy for people to cancel their agreements. Because here's the real thing that goes on. If you hold somebody and bust their balls about leaving and charge them all these exit fees and all this stuff. Well, even if they were going to come back, they're not going to anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, you stuck it to them on the way out the door versus, hey, you know, we have very clear, concise, and by the way, this is stuff we're teaching and we could talk about that later, but we got real clear, concise. There's no question which left A or B option and how do you get out of an agreement? How do you get into an agreement? And there's just no question. We let people off the hook all the time. We do have annual agreements.
Yep.
But there's very clear expectations of what that includes versus the open-ended agreement. And in order to shun the industry and the bad rep that we have to go the complete opposite to make it super different, right? And so the professionalism of the trainer, the agreements in the policies at your facility, how you train, how you dress, the education of your coaches, the continuous education, the training of your coaches, you know, like, you know what I mean? Like team meetings, et cetera.
And beyond just CUs, you know what I mean? Beyond just to keep the certification up to date. Like, are we actually elevating the individual that are working with us? Or are we just expecting them to read another book, you know, in the industry, get another certification and keep that stuff? You know what I mean? Like, there's a level of growth that can happen from a business and education far beyond.
It's our obligation.
I completely agree.
Our obligation. Yeah. So it's our obligation as gym owners to make sure you're coached at the highest level. Let me give you three examples of what we do here at our facility to keep pushing the education of our coaches. Number one, they have a podcast.
Yeah, there you go.
If they're on a microphone, they better be in tune with what's going on the topic.
Yeah.
We'll pick our topic. They'll pick their topics ahead of time. And maybe there's some research that needs to happen. It gives them time to do some research. That's number one. Number two, they do a coach the coach. So once, they rotate between the coaches, but every week, one of the coaches has to coach the other coaches.
There you go.
On something. Because we all need to speak the same language in here. I hate, if you go to, here's a great example, is the kettlebell swing.
Yeah.
The kettlebell swing in this facility is a hip hinging posterior chain activation movement, period. It goes just above hip height. That's how we train it. Okay. We're not bending and squatting at the knees. We're not pushing that up over our head like a CrossFit.
Full rep.
Right?
Yeah.
And we do it the specific way we do it because we don't want two coaches coaching two different things, right?
Yeah.
The coaching cues are the same. So like that was early on. That was one of our coach the coaches. There was another coach the coaches when we did the remodel, we got the ski ergs. I never had ski ergs. Let's talk about the ski ergs and what they're good for, how you use them. You know, like that was a coach the coach. But they're also coach the coach on nutrition. They coach the coach on, you know, stretching and myofascial release and, you know, some rehab stuff. Bottom line is they're pushing forward the education. We force it. The other thing is we do blogs. We have them write blogs, they show up on our website, et cetera. And those are also things that are happening in our facility that we force the education. So we force growth.
Growth.
Yeah.
Yeah. And systemized. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like we talk about systems all the time. Every gym has that desire for their team. But what do you like? Have you created a process in the business, something like a team in part of the, making it part of a team meeting, making it part of a weekly podcast, making it part, like there has to be the time for the application to come into play, not just the desire for them to go continue to progress their education, you know? So I think that it's, that's imperative, but you mentioned on something like being radically different. And that's really the big takeaway here is just because all of this, you know, society gets a bad rap and yes, we will probably always have some line to what everybody else is doing to some degree in the marketplace. But there's a reason why certain gyms have the ability to charge exponentially more money for personal training. I mean, exponentially. I mean, I was just looking at a video on Exos the other day talking about how their top tier training out of California, it's something like $20,000-$30,000 a year. Mm-hmm. And you can't even walk in that facility unless you're working with one of those coaches, right? Like if they can do that when the PFs of the world are out there offering, you know, personal training for $12.99 a month or whatever the hell it is now, how can one do it if everything else is the other direction, right? So if you find yourself in that situation and you're constantly throwing your hands up like, well, this is just what people are going to expect. That's on you.
Hey, are you a gym owner whose business is in full swing, pulling in at least steady 30K or more per month, and now you're ready to ask yourself, what is next? Well, the Iron Circle is ready to show you that path forward. As a part of our exclusive community, you'll be surrounded by like-minded, success-driven gym owners just like you who are taking their businesses to the next level. Visit our website, ironcircle.net, to apply to be a part of the next Iron Circle group. And let us turn your successful gym into a thriving fitness legacy. All right, let's get back to the show.
Well, I mean, you could equate it just to the restaurant industry alone. You sure. can buy a hamburger for 99 cents, or you can buy a fucking hamburger for $29.99.
Yeah, absolutely.
A Kobe beef burger out of, you know, like Fleming's or something, right? Mm-hmm. So it's the same thing in every industry. There's a high option and a low option, luxury option, economic option. But you also know when you're going and going to get that hamburger, you know what you're getting.
Sure.
Right. The perception of the buyer in that situation is, you know, based on the price alone. If I didn't have a restaurant name, Burger King or Fleming's or Mastro's or whatever, and I just saw a burger with a price on it, I would automatically assume $30 hamburger.
It's going to be one of the best damn burgers you've ever eaten.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, it's kind of like price anchoring, right? You know, like it creates a perception before everything else comes along, and it's the perceived value, right? The marketplace makes a decision or a belief, has a belief that must be better simply based upon the dollar that's associated with it. You can absolutely do that with your training. Now, I'm not saying you have to go out there and be radically multiples of what anyone in your industry or your community maybe is.
Sure.
But why tie that to the rest of the business, right? That burger versus the training. What can I do? What can we bring to the table? How can we be radically different as an organization so that when somebody walks through our walls, when they leave, they go, holy crap, I have never walked in a gym like that before.
Yep.
I have never seen training like that before. I've never experienced so much care, compassion, understanding, coaching, whatever it may be, right? That makes you special, but you have to put your flag in the ground. And I think that's the problem is I talk with so many gym owners that want more revenue. They want more money. They want all of these things, but the only belief in getting so, you know, getting there in their mind is more clients through the front door. Well, 9 times out of 10, I can tell you that there's a bunch of things in the business that if you did that better, you wouldn't have a problem with retention. You wouldn't need as many people through the front door, or you'd create a reason for more people to be walking through your front door if you could firm up kind of what's happening in the business. Ultimately, and it's been a really big, I don't know, I think just as we continue to talk to more and more and more gyms, gym owners want to be treated like a business, want to earn money like a respectable business, mm-hmm. but they themselves don't treat their business like a business.
Yeah.
You know? And, you know, the old saying, you know, if you treat it like a business, it'll pay you like one. I think it holds true. And a lot of it, more of it, I think happens internally. When you have the ability to pull back, drop the ego, look at the business and say, hey, you know what? I'm willing to fix and change anything to make this better. Not just, let me go seek the next marketing play. Let me throw money at the wall and hope something sticks. Like, would you buy your own service if you walked through the front door? Would you as the owner of another of a business respect and hold the business that you're running to that caliber and that quality?
Mm-hmm.
If that's not the case,
that's a great lens to look at. Yeah. Right? Go be your own consumer. We do this as a exercise in our business accelerator coaching. We want to see what the customer experience is, but the product itself. I think there's a misconception of that your product, your programming, your training is the best in the business.
Everybody thinks that.
You hear two things that are very common. There's a belief that gym owners, my training is the best.
Yep.
Okay. The other thing you hear a lot is just get them in front of me. I'll close them 80%. Those are the two things you hear.
Every call.
If those are what you're hearing, the most likely the opposite.
Absolutely.
Right. You have a misconception. You're in love with your own product.
Yep.
Let's be honest. You're in love. And this is again, back to book number one.
Yeah.
Built to Grow. It's like you can't fall in love with your own product because once you do that, you get sitting on your laurels and it just isn't as good as it is. It could be, right? We've reinvented here several times.
Yeah.
The latest, and look, guys, we're constantly reinventing. You know what? before we change from Pulse to Legacy, 99% of you listening to this podcast would be like, dude, that's the best business. I would love to have that business. I was the opposite. Like, dude, we're this far. We can get way over here. Yep. Let's reinvent ourselves to the next level. And we've done that. Now we're close to capacity and we're looking at ways to figure that out, which that's a great problem to have. But even today, we're looking at the programming. We're looking at our semi-private pro software that, you know, how, you know, we're constantly updating that. And we're coaching the coaches every day or every week, right? And one of the things we mentioned is make it a non-negotiable, build it into your systems. The way we do our schedule is by design so that the coaches in the afternoon and the coaches in the morning overlap in the middle of the day that we can do those trainings. If you have, I see this a lot, you hire somebody that tells you what their availability is.
Yeah, when they're going to work in your business.
Like, hey, I'm only available on Monday, Wednesday, Fridays from this time to this time. And you're like, okay. It should be the opposite, guys. Sorry, you can't work here.
Yep.
Absolutely. The job requires you to be here at these times and these times. And I would make that team meeting a couple times a week, meeting with your staff, a non-negotiable. If you're an employee of ours that can't be here for those times, we won't hire you. We can't hire you because we've tried years ago. We would have coaches that are like, hey, they have like this daycare thing going on and they just can't be here at these times. Unfortunately, that's always backfired. They don't get the message. They don't hear about all the stuff. They don't get coached up the same. And they're the ones that end up way far behind the rest of the group. And it hurts the business. So
big time.
So force that and make sure that you're not hiring people that tell you when they can be there.
And even on top of that, how about the fact that if you're hiring a coach, there are responsibilities of a coach that aren't just standing in front of somebody or a group of people and coaching them at that time. Like I talked to so many gym owners that my trainers won't even wipe down equipment. Why are they working in your business? Why are they still here? Mm-hmm. Like that's a you problem. It's not a them. You have to hold their feet to the fire. You're the business owner. You hired them to do X. If they're not doing X, you have to clean that up. You can't just expect them to just all of a sudden, oh, I'm sorry. I forgot my job description. Let me go fulfill all of the other things that I refuse to do.
They're the diva.
But it's so common. Gym owners feel trapped by the training team rather than having a team, having somebody who's got your back, having somebody who cares about the fact that, oh, my responsibilities outside of that, just that communication on coaching cues is equally as important to the client and the business that we're working in. Than just that service of fulfillment, right? Yeah. And all of those, everything from the way that you handle the equipment and clean it, you know, clean up after yourself to the way the music that's played, like your coach should be aware when they hit the training floor, oh, somebody turned down the music. We need to get on that.
They're not aware.
And they're not. Or the lighting in the place or, oh man, somebody hasn't taken out the garbage and it smells. If you want to develop a business that can pay you more money than the gym down the street, you got to develop those people to be aware of all of those things, to handle all of those things, because otherwise it's only going to be you that walk into the gym and catch all that stuff.
That's Lindsay. Lindsay is in our inner circle. Lindsay mm-hmm. Vestola is one of our speakers for the Grow Summit. Yeah. She's speaking about this particular topic because we do global calls. You know this. I mean, just I'm telling the listeners here that, you know, every week or every month we do, we teach on these global calls for the inner circle. You know, I was asking her, who the hell out there teaches awareness?
Awareness, yeah.
Situational awareness, yes, but like personal awareness.
Yep.
Like the music being like a library in the gym. Yeah. How do you not see this? How do you not hear what's going on? Or the light fixture's different color, right? The other day, I see all of these things now. Yes, it's because I come in here and I see it with a fresh set of eyes versus every single day. Get it? However, she's like, oh, that's what I teach. I'm like, well, dude, come teach this because it's such a need. Because yes, as a gym owner, you're listening to this. Why don't my coaches see what I see? They don't see what you see. There's a lot of reasons for that. And she's teaching that at the Grow Summit. So that's a little plug for the Grow Summit. Head over to growsummitchicago.com. It's going to be September 5th through 7th in the Windy City.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. Man, we're diving head deep in the planning of that now. Here we go.
We are deep in that.
Oh, boy. Anyways, all right. So listen, guys, the industry's got a bad rap. It's justified because there's been decades and decades, 50 years of crap out there. Are you going to be the gym that changes it in your market? I think you should be. There's no reason to be the average. We talked about the guy walking down the street, right? Like, that's the average of what's out there. Do I want to be thrown into the averages, or do I want to be able to charge a huge premium, $30 hamburgers, et cetera? So there's a lot of steps to that, but hopefully this helped you guys go to work. Would you buy your own product?
There you go.
That's it for this episode. Until next time, keep changing lives. See you on the next show. Bye. All right. And thank you for listening to that episode of the Built to Grow podcast, where we help gym owners win. Now, do you want to connect with me and other gym owners online? All you need to do is join our private Facebook group, Business Talk with Fitness Professionals. Just head on over to Facebook and type in Business Talk with Fitness Professionals. And when you do, we're going to give you our 10 marketing strategies seven-figure gym owners use to win. I look forward to seeing you in the next episode. Until then, keep building something great.